James P. Hoffa, the apparent loser in the race for the presidency of the Teamsters Union, is now challenging the vote count. Though the federally appointed elections officer has not yet announced the official results, incumbent Ron Carey declared victory last weekend. Now, Hoffa is calling for a congressional investigation into what he called serious irregularities in the election. From Detroit, NPR's Don Gagne reports.
James Hoffa Jr., the only son of Jimmy Hoffa, the once powerful Teamsters leader who disappeared in 1975, is calling the vote count in this year's Teamster election Teamstergate. This afternoon at a news conference at Detroit's Teamster headquarters, Hoffa ran the numbers for reporters. Ballots were mailed in by the rank and file in November and early December. Hoffa says the post office reports that it received exactly 511,268 ballots.
Now the election officer is saying there is only 486,000 to be counted. That means 25,000 ballots have disappeared. You know, this is looking like a banana republic, the way they're running this election.
Right now, fewer than 20,000 votes separate Hoffa and his opponent, Ron Carey, the incumbent Teamsters president, who is given credit for taking steps to rid the union of rampant corruption. The federally appointed elections officer is still counting some 40,000 ballots, which have been challenged for a variety of reasons. But Hoffa says those ballots, when combined with the 25,000 he says are unaccounted for, add up to more than 10% of the total vote. He says that could reverse an apparent Carey victory. Carey campaign manager Jerry Nash responded to Hoffa's charges of voting impropriety by noting that both campaigns had dozens of their own election observers on hand to watch every step of the ballot counting procedure.
The Hoffa campaign has witnessed everything. The Carey campaign has witnessed everything. The government has untold numbers of officials witnessing and implementing this election process. And there is nothing wrong. It's just that the Hoffa campaign can't take no for an answer.
The elections officer in charge of the vote count has explained the 25,000 vote discrepancy by saying the post office vote tally was only an estimate based on weight. As a result, according to an election spokesman, it's not surprising that the actual vote count was lower than that. But the Hoffa campaign maintains, and a post office official confirms, that the ballots were actually counted by hand by postal workers. So Hoffa says the margin of error in the count could not be nearly as large as what the elections officer contends. One possible explanation for the discrepancy is that the 511,000 figure Hoffa uses includes ballots received by the post office but after the December 10th deadline. Hoffa, meanwhile, says he can live with losing as long as he knows that all the votes were included.
You know, it isn't whether I am the person who is doing the protesting. It's the fact that we have to have certainty in our election, and I don't care, you know, it'd be nice if we won, but it seems to me we have to have certainty in this election. We have to have it so that the Teamster members can say there was a fair election and our votes were properly counted.
When asked if he was accusing the elections officer of corruption or just incompetence, Hoffa refused to say. But some of his supporters, including his own press secretary, did say the elections officer is biased in favor of Ron Carey. Carey supporters, meanwhile, say they view the entire episode as another Hoffa attempt to discredit Carey and thus make it more difficult for the Teamsters president to pursue his commitment to clean up the union. This is Don Gagne in Detroit.